The doctors actually said that they are not going on strike. They said they are incapacitated, whatever that means. But specifically, that question was posed to them. They say they are not able to come to work. They are incapacitated. And specifically indicated that they were not on strike. But anyway, it's a withdrawal of labor, which is leading an unlawful labor action.
Are the demands reasonable, though?
We understand the situation in which we are, or they are, because of the economic situation in the country. And the attempt that the government and the board we have done is to enter into negotiations with the health workers, of which doctors are part of. And we actually reached an agreement on the 28th, collective bargaining agreement. Though there were conditionalities from the health workers themselves.
What were the conditions of accepting the deal?
That yes, they will take the cost of living adjustment. However, their opinion was that it was inadequate to address their plight, which we are in agreement with as a board as well as the government. And the undertaking was that we will have continuous dialogue, and one of the issues they wanted was also a review of what we call health-specific allowances, you know, lockdowns, night duty, you know, those that are specific to the health workers.
Have you engaged the finance minister about this request?
We have since submitted a proposal to Treasury on scenarios for the review of these allowances. Treasury is yet to come back to us. I think one of the issues that they have requested is for the salaries to be paid at the interbank rate, which is used by retailers and which determines the consumer basket. Government's position has been that it will be unsustainable in terms of government expenditure to use the interbank rate to calculate salaries or remuneration. So that remains a sticky point, and the government has opted to use the inflation rate instead. With regards to the situation at the hospitals, it's basically the junior doctors, the interns that have withdrawn their labor. The senior resident medical officers and the hospital medical officers have to consultants at least for the 2 days. They started yesterday, today. That is the situation. It's really, it's not all the doctors. It's the recently recruited interns that have withdrawn their labor. And that is purely explainable.
Are there any plans by the board to engage them?
No, we had, actually 2 days ago, we had a meeting with them. The problem is that the substantive Hospital Doctors Association executive, they're not in post. So we have been engaging an acting president and an acting secretary general, who are new people, recently qualified, who, in my view, don't have the institutional memory of the negotiations and where we are. And that really gives us a problem in terms of negotiations. We were discussing first for them to explain to us what they mean by incapacitation, which they explained to indicate that the remuneration that they are receiving is not enough to sustain their living. In particular, they mentioned the transport and the issue of supporting the families as well as the extended families. As you are aware, in Africa, those are some of the responsibilities that we usually have. So really, we were imploring them that if they could give a dialogue a chance to continue to negotiate. And that's the point at which we are. But the hospitals, because junior doctors, these interns are mainly in central hospitals, the five central hospitals which are in urban areas. So far, they've scaled down the some of the services they are providing, and they are managing, because it's basically the interns that who have withdrawn their labor. So, I mean, ideally, would have liked the bulk of them to have continued to provide services. And it's not all the interns, but it's the majority of the interns that have downed their tools.